A small plane crashed early this afternoon after taking off from the Kodiak Airport. The three people aboard the plane, a pilot and two passengers, are safe after an hours-long ordeal where the plane was standing nose down in some trees across from the end of the runway. Alaska State Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the plane, which was identified as a Servant Air Britain Norman Islander, was bound for the village of Old Harbor.
Upon takeoff, it hit the top portion of some trees that were at the end of the runway, and it crashed about 50 yards past where the main road is crossing the runway out front of it. Three people were on the plane at the time it went down, the pilot and two passengers.
The crash closed the road around the west end of the Kodiak State Airport for several hours as Coast Guard emergency personnel worked to stabilize the aircraft and extract the occupants. Base Assistant Fire Chief Mike McDonald said the wreck could have been much worse.
It nosed into the spruce trees and impacted the ground, but it was the trees that it impacted initially certainly added to a lessen of an impact. And it's in my opinion that had he not hit the trees and landed out on the highway 50 feet away, it would have been a much grimmer situation.
The other three fire departments in town responded to the accident as well. One person was extracted from the wreckage by 2 p.m. and transported to Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center with unspecified injuries. The other two reported to be conscious and alert remained trapped in the plane until around 3 p.m. when they were freed. The last person out of the plane was the pilot, who is still unidentified. He reportedly walked out to the road on his own and refused medical treatment. In January 2008, a Servant Air Piper Navajo chieftain crashed into the water off the other end of the Kodiak runway, killing six, including the pilot. The cause of that accident was determined to be a faulty latch on the front end baggage compartment, which caused the door to fly open shortly after takeoff.